Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את
ההקדמה לתלמוד עזרא. We're studying the introduction to Tess by Bala Sulam. We're in item 12. It's in the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 1, page 281. You can find it in our website as well, and you can ask questions that will be asked during the lesson. Page 281, volume 1, in the writings of Bala Sulam, the introduction to Tess, item 12. Yet, it seems we must question their words. After all, we have found a few students whose practice in Torah did not help them to come to Lishma through the light in it. Indeed, practicing Torah and mitzvot lo lishma, not for her sake, means that one believes in the Creator, in the Torah, and in reward and punishment, and engages in the Torah because the Creator commanded the engagement, but associates his own pleasure with bringing contentment to his Maker. If, after all one's trouble in the practice of Torah and mitzvot, he will learn that no pleasure or personal benefit came to him through this great exertion and strain, he will regret having made all his efforts. This is because, from the very beginning, he has misled himself, thinking that he too would enjoy this exertion. This is called lo lishma. Nonetheless, our sages permitted the beginning of the practice in Torah and mitzvot, also lo lishma, since from lo lishma one comes to lishma. However, there is no doubt that if this student has not been rewarded with faith in the Creator and His law, but still has doubts, it is not about him that our sages said, from lo lishma he will come to lishma. It is not about him that they said that by engaging in it, the light in it reforms. This is so because the light in the Torah shines only to those with faith. Moreover, the measure of that light is as the measure of the force of one's faith. Yet, to those without faith, it is the opposite, as it is written, to the left leaning in it, a potion of death. For they receive darkness from the Torah, and their eyes darken.
Again.
Questions? Yes.
He says about the engaging in the Torah and mitzvot lo lishma, and Bala Sulam explains here, but I don't understand these words at all. How can you associate everything he's talking about with self-pleasure? What self-pleasure? I should be disconnected from myself in order to carry this out.
No, you can't disconnect, detach before you acquire corrections. You go into corrections in order to acquire them and with their help achieve lishma. You're not required to be in lishma before the corrections. A person is in a situation where he wants to come to such a state where he does whatever is needed for the whole system of creation, because this is the sign that he can bestow upon the Creator. Because to the Creator himself, what are you going to give him? He's complete, he's whole. What you can give to creation is the realization of what you want to give to the Creator. So the creation stands between you and the Creator. And when you want to do something for Him, a gift to bestow, you do it for the created beings, and it's regarded as doing it for the Creator. Now the question is, when you do it for the created beings, do you do it without any connection to yourself? Only to do, only to give to them, only with nothing that returns to you? This is called Lishma. If you don't do it in this way, but you get something out of it, in some way you want to benefit from it in your feelings or in some other outcomes, then this is not called Lishma anymore. But there are degrees in it. From the usual egoistic lolishma, where everything belongs to me and I want, until we get to such a lishma that I have nothing. On the contrary, this is all that I ask. Give me the ability to give with nothing that returns to me. I can't even imagine what it would be like. Well, the Creator can give me such gifts behind the scenes that I won't even know that I'm doing it for them. And I do it for them. And afterwards, He shows it to me and tells me, "Now I'll show you why you did it." But during the work, I was totally certain that I was doing it only in order to bestow pure. So I pray in advance and I ask and I want Him to do everything so I would have no connection with the reward. So the reward would be only that I am giving. It's a one-way thing. This is called Lishma. Right? Good.
Rav, the answer you just gave, he writes here, the one who has faith that has the light upon him.
Yes, of course. It's impossible otherwise. What? Should I suddenly have the strength to do it with my beast? How would I do it? I can't even digest or understand it or feel it in any way. Only by the revelation of the Creator to a person. Revelation meaning with the help of the Creator. This is why the 10 and turn into the Creator are the only things we have. Everything else is corporeality. This is the only thing that is. This is the only action. Okay?
No.
Yes?
Rav, he says that light in the Torah shines only for those with faith.
Yes. Yeah, to the extent that you ask for the strength to bestow comes to you. From where do you ask for the strength to bestow? By trying to do it in the group.
So one who has faith is one who asks for the force of bestowal, doesn't yet have it, but he's asking for it?
Yeah, that's what it's like in Kabbalah. All right?
No.
Yes?
The question goes like this. He writes that one does not receive the light that reforms if he doesn't have faith. But if we talk about before Lo Lishma, what kind of faith is he talking about? After Lishma, you understand that faith is the force of bestowal, the light of chasadim, it's the quality of bestowal.
This is already the light itself.
Yes, but what is it before?
Before that, we have what is called faith in the sages, that I believe what is written in the books, and then I'm drawn to it.
So what does he write? That if he has doubts, he's also not working with the light that reforms.
Because he is in doubt, whether it is or it isn't. He has to connect. Why is the implementation only in the 10? Because only if you annul as much as possible before the 10, I get closer to the reforming light, and then it shines on me. When it shines on me, it gives me the power of faith, power of bestowal.
And the magnitude of this force of faith before Lo Lishma, what does it depend on?
Also on the 10, to the extent that they convince me that I have to achieve, that I have to come to connection.
Can you explain what the meaning of believing in the Torah, the Creator, that there is a reward? And
believing means I feel that I have the possibility, the strength to do things that intellectually I can't explain them. Let's go.
Item 13.
I'm not seeing questions there from the outside. Oh, wait, there is. Volga.
Rav, подскажите, пожалуйста, вот. Мы знаем, что все развивается по четырем стадиям.
We know that everything develops in four phases. Once a point in the heart is awakened inside a person, and before he reaches Dvekut and Lishma, what four degrees of Lo Lishma does a person go through?
Based on what is he saying this? I didn't understand. Again, what did he say?
Ariel.
Repeat the question. I think he's asking, how does the faith develop in four phases? Everything develops in four phases. So how does faith develop in four phases? If this is not the question, he should ask again.
No. This we're not going to learn here. No. Let's continue.
Item 13. Sages have already presented a nice allegory about this matter regarding the verse, "Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord." Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. There is an allegory about a rooster and a bat that were awaiting the light. The rooster said to the bat, "I await the light, for the light is mine. But you, why do you need the light?" Clearly, those students who were not endowed with coming from Lo Lishma to Lishma due to their lack of faith, and therefore did not receive any light from the Torah, will therefore walk in darkness and shall die without wisdom. But those who were imparted complete faith are guaranteed, in the words of our sages, that because they engage in the Torah, even Lo Lishma, the light in it reforms them. They will be imparted the Torah Lishma, which brings a happy and good life in this world and in the next world, even without the prior affliction and sorrowful life. It is said about them that the verse says, "Then shall you delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the high places of the earth."
Meaning there is a special trick. Listen. There is a special trick, a special chance, a trick that we can acquire a spiritual quality that will fill us up, that will spread through us. And we can work with this quality. We will be able to use it, the quality of bestowal. We will be able to live in a situation, in the same state of being that angels live in, the Creator, in the quality of bestowal. In our world, we don't know it. We can acquire this quality. That's it. It's called Lishma. And he says it's possible. Where did you read it?
Maybe and without a sorrowful life and affliction, they will receive the Torah Lishma, which brings a happy and good life in this world and in the next world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good. I want it. I think everyone wants it. Why not? To live like God, knowing good and bad, to live an eternal good life without any limitations, suffering, nothing. Why not? Although when I think about it now, right now I'm thinking about it very egoistically. Yes, I want Lishma. But along the way, I'll be corrected. I don't understand what it means to work in order to bestow. Now that I'm yearning for it, to be in order to bestow. I can't understand it. Because now I can't achieve bestowal. Whatever I do, it'll always be a reception. So, how do you come to bestowal? It is said that there is this trick, right? This means where although I do things with a nature of reception, I achieve a nature of bestowal. There is this transition. Well, read on. Maybe he'll explain it. Explain how to do it.
Item 14. Concerning such a matter as the above, I once interpreted the saying of our sages, he whose Torah is his trade. The measure of his faith is apparent in the practice of Torah, because the letters of the word umanuto, his trade, are the same in Hebrew as the letters of the word emunato, his faith. It is like a person who trusts his friend and lends him money. He may trust him with a pound, but if he asks him for 2 pounds, he will refuse to lend him. He might also trust him with 100 pounds, but not more. Also, he might trust him enough to lend him half his possessions, but not all his possessions. Finally, he may trust him with all his possessions, without a hint of fear. This last faith is considered complete faith. And the previous forms are considered incomplete faith. Rather, it is a partial faith, whether more or less. Similarly, one allots oneself only an hour a day to practice Torah and work out of the measure of his faith in the Creator. Another allots 2 hours, according to the measure of his faith in the Creator. The third does not neglect even a single moment of his free time without engaging in Torah and work. Thus, only the faith of the last one is complete, since he trusts the Creator with all his possessions. The previous ones, however, their faith is still incomplete.
Questions? We should just emphasize of his free time, which is where a person is in control, where he decides, but where he is not in control, where he is obligated to do something, to engage something. So only there is his work. Yes.
In this writing, there is something that relates to other things we read that is really, it evokes a question. It's since we don't control ourselves, we read, I think we still read the Freedom article. Each of us got the source with something that you're not in control of. And what we just read and the previous item relates to the fact that a person doesn't exert enough, but he does what he can. Saying only complete faith,
He's just explaining to you about nature. If it doesn't sit with you, then think, and you'll see that it talks about the same person and his qualities and different states he goes through. There's nothing special here.
So what is this matter of being rewarded? What is that? Is that fate?
That one succeeds and the other doesn't?
Yes.
It's according to the Rishimot. In the Rishimot, we're all different. In this, I can't say, why am I not Einstein? You're not Einstein, period. But I want to be. There's no question about this. This came before you. Did I choose my parents? No. Did I choose to be a man or a woman? No. Did I choose all my qualities? No. So, you've got something, you came out this way, period. You were born. Now, you have to realize yourself. Your realization is done according to your qualities, according to what was imprinted in you. So, you have all the conditions to succeed in your own specific way. You could say, I want. Everyone can be like Moses, no problem. But in his own way.
This means that in a relative way, each one gets his situation.
Of course.
So what we can do is make the effort according to what to feel that we're making the effort. And being frustrated and not succeeding and then turning to unity.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes, but what I mean, that's all. Isn't it enough?
It's not about not being enough. Well, people here say, and we're all in the same situation, even King David, what we just read, we're going through states that are unpleasant.
So what? You're paying to get something that is important, and to the extent that you know what you're paying for, then the payment becomes a reward as well. Even though I'm paying.
Good. And here what we must understand is that basically the effort for unity is our reward. That's what we always have to get the strength from, the hope from.
There's a meal in front of me. Approaching this meal, should I approach it hungry or full?
Hungry.
Hungry, sure. And if you're told, what for? Take it. You're saying, no, I will not get any pleasure. We don't understand it yet, but only through exertion and suffering and effort, we acquire the real chisaron, the real lack. Only with the real chisaron. Only then the filling opens up. Right now, you don't know it.
Meaning everything the Kabbalists write makes us sizzle inside to want this.
Of course. So you will want to kind of bubble up yourself, you know. And not like you're holding a candy from a kid. No, now you have to eat. And the kid wants to eat for the candy first. No, there's an order in presenting, giving the food.
So we have to strengthen this all the time to understand that this is our essence.
Even if you're given some attainment or some reward, without labor, you don't give up on it. You want the labor. You will not have any flavors. You will not have attainment. You will not have, you won't feel like you're receiving without the appetite, without the pain. It has to be. And you have to be, let's say, experienced enough to understand that without it, it's impossible. So our whole question right now is how to go through our way, not through suffering, but through, and it's time to advance through the light where you are drawn to bestowal and not pushed from behind with all the rejections because I don't want to go out from reception. Here we have to change. But it's the same force that either pulls us from before or pushes us from behind. It's the same force and it depends on my choice between the two. That's it. Leibich.
In this item, Bala Sulam describes faith in the usual popular way. He'll return the money as much as he, and other places also relate to faith in the popular way. So can you explain, when do we say that faith is like the Kabbalists say?
If you can demand force of yourself, of bestowal yourself, and you don't want to relinquish the labor, then you get the spiritual power of faith. Do you remember the $1,000 envelope?
Yes,
that's it. So I want the spiritual force of faith. I want not to see the money there. I want to be in the power of faith that it's full.
So the spiritual meaning is upon the popular meaning. Can I have one more question? About the free time you talk, what is that, the free time?
Free time? I'll tell you, it's very simple. Do you regret not having another minute to be with the group and with the study or with dissemination? All those things that have to do with the correction of the soul. Are you suffering that you don't have more? This is called using all of the free time. Right? No. New York.
When a person works in Lishma, does he believe that this yields pleasure to the Creator or benefit for other people? Does he make these calculations?
A person who learns Lishma has very accurate and precise calculations. They're very clear calculations. He doesn't work without any calculation. The calculation is to go as much as possible the opposite of his ego. And he has a huge ego, bigger than ours. And he, above this ego, will be able to restrain himself and be in the force of bestowal.
Should he feel that this bestowal gives anyone some benefit?
First of all, to the Creator. Yes.
And what if the Creator takes away this feeling that it gives pleasure to the Creator?
To people and to the Creator, from the love of man to the love of God. Otherwise, what is bestowal? When you realize your love.
This means that he knows 100% that this gives the Creator contentment.
Yes, but first of all, to people. This is more important. First of all, to people, and then to the Creator. And even if I'm not giving contentment to the Creator, but I'm certain I'm giving contentment to people, then I'm happy and I do it. Okay? Good. And with New York, it's fine. Am I seeing all the groups with question marks or not? In the control room.
Spain, Portugal.
Both a question and an opportunity to ask about the meeting of the Arvut team after this lesson talking about the preparation for the Congress. So how taking part in such an action, which is sometimes a technical action of content or production, can give contentment to other people and to the Creator? And the subject of this meeting will be the importance of the Rav.
Wow. He took such a huge turn. In short, you love me. Very nice. Thank you. Good.
In short, I love you. And I want to say that after the lesson, there's a meeting of the Arvut team working on the preparation for the Congress. And through this participation in the preparation of the content for the first evening, and the subject of this first evening will be the importance of the teacher. How can we relate this subject to the subject of this lesson, which is to give contentment to other beings and the Creator?
Just include everyone and everything together. Why twist it this way, that way? If you want to connect everyone in order to present this connection to the Creator, you've achieved everything. Okay. We're not going to do any more. We finished item 14, right? Okay. And? Now, we'll leave it here. We'll ask Peter. Peter.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Worldly. I'd like to say how much me and my whole group love you and love everyone. There was a question here that one friend told another friend that the Creator gave you the force of faith. That's why you come to the lesson every morning. You're willing to work, to disseminate, to be adhered to the goal. But He didn't give me the force of faith. That's why sometimes I don't show up or do something else. That same moment, the other friend answered, I wasn't rewarded with this. I demanded the Creator to be able to come every day. That's why I invested years to reach this state. And I wanted to give it as an example. And I have a question. Do I understand these things correctly, that He gave it or He didn't give it? What we talked about in the first part, you know, about the awakening. But the real question is the choice. How can we, of course, at every moment we have a choice, but have to cleanly choose and not be diverted by false goals?
First, we have to decide in the group that we are constantly increasing the importance of the lesson. And those who don't come to the lesson are cutting themselves off from the possibility to make another step forward. Because it's not just a lesson. We're sitting together. We're being included in each other. We're learning the materials of Bala Sulam together. We talk and create connection in the group and in all the world group. And the whole lesson contains all of the spiritual work and all of the spiritual and corporeal learning. So those who don't show up to the lesson, I don't know how to say it. It's a shame. A shame what happens to him. I don't know. He's just burning himself away. We have to help people come. It's very important. But what is happening today, we learned an important part from the introduction to Talmudei Sosfilot, where he explains to us how Torah Lishma is important, where we receive the reforming light, which is called Torah, because I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice, because the light in it reforms him. So that reforming light that comes to us and elevates us from the corporeal Torah to the spiritual Torah, this is what we learned, and we can do this when we are together and demand it in the light. Let's hope it gives us this great gift. It is, after all, a gift. But, as he says, it's on condition that those who keep themselves and are in connection with these means that bring reforming light, besides the free time. So we should do everything we can to take all those silly hours where we do everything. So anything you can relinquish, you can avoid doing, you should, and turn these hours, so that at least those 3 hours that I have to be with the group every day, I just have to. So please pay attention to how you prepare yourselves for the lesson every day. With this?
Yes, we're going to have one announcement before we conclude. Evening lesson, you're all invited to watch us tonight, 6 p.m. live with Rav Lightman on Sviva Tova. Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Unity evening, connection to the source of life. This Sunday, January 26th, it's the next Sunday, is a unity evening in Petah Tikva. We're dedicating this as a preparation for the Congress. We're going to have a big celebration with food, music, and friends. Of course, a lesson with Rav Lightman. Registration through Sviva Tova or through the link we sent on WhatsApp. World Kabbalah Lam Convention. We are all invited to our big convention February 25th through 27th in Tel Aviv. Please pay attention. The discount for the registration ends on February 13th, so please register quickly in our website. You can do it in kab.co.il/convention. To do this, we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day. אשרי הנער שהשכיל לשמוע בקולו רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהשכיל לשמוע בקולו רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי יתך והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי יתך והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שכחן לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שכחן לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.